You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
And we go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Where are you calling from today?
Right now I'm in Englewood.
in the L.A. area?
Yeah, at a Starbucks.
Okay. Well, what's going on? I have the doctor here.
A couple questions. One, I had a girlfriend who, there was a little baby cat in the middle of the street. We're in Watts. And you know how rough. I don't know if you guys know about L.A. or not. Compton, Watts area is pretty tough. And it's late at night, this cat's screaming and crying. And she says, hey, why don't you take him home with you? So I did. Never had a cat in my life. So she's grown up now. It's only been like 5-6 months. All of a sudden, she's gotten really, really big. And okay. I've never had a cat. So now all of a sudden, I find myself with all these feathers. Well, not feathers, hairs. On my clothes, she sleeps on my bed. I have a, king size bed, and I want to know, first of all, how can I get all these feathers, hairs off out of my clothes and my, off my bed. That's number one. I have a couple questions. Number two, is it okay to feed her? I feed her cat food and, the normal cat food, but is it okay? Somebody told me not to feed her. Like, sometimes I'll have chicken or I'll have fish or, I just recently started feeding her. She'll come up and, I'll give her some fish or little cat, human food. Somebody told me that wasn't good. That's number two. Number three. What was the other one? Something very important too. When she gets in, I guess she starts meowing. She does, as she's getting older, it becomes very irritating for me. And someone told me she's in heat. Now, I don't know what the hell is going on sometimes because she's really. Irritating, but I love her so much, and I don't want to get rid of her. I don't know what to do about that either, or where to go. Can you help with those three questions?
Absolutely. We can help you. Now, first question I have for you is, does she have short hair or kind of long hair?
I guess I can say about an inch when they come off.
Okay.
Maybe
pretty short hair. Okay. So in dealing with the hair, cats are going to be constantly shedding. So you're always going to have mature hair being replaced with new hair. So for cats, they will tend to groom themselves, but some cats need a little bit of extra help. So the two ways to manage this, one is to work on brushing her. The other thing is to work on vacuuming and picking up the hair. So for her, some cats aren't always hip to the whole idea of having a brush to their back right off the bat. So what you might do is see about getting a grooming glove. It's kind of a glove that's got like little nubby things that help to kind of loosen the hairs. It's a great way to get her used to the grooming sensation. But generally, firm brushes with the kind of the firm bristles, those are the great ways to get the hairs out. Out there.
Oh, okay. So now, when I brush her, I just brush every day, two times a day.
If you can brush every day, you are a faithful cat dad. So I would say that would be awesome. If you can't do that, a couple times a week. But if you're trying to get on top of this hair thing, really daily brushing is going to be great. And it's also for a lot of cats, it's a great way to bond. They enjoy it on most parts of their body. Underbelly, they're not real hip with that. But that's one thing.
I'm glad you told me that. All right.
For the environment to deal with the hair, vacuuming is great for those areas where you can just, hit the carpet, areas, tops of beds. A lot of folks get those little sticky rollers that are like tape that you can just take and roll it on your clothing to remove the hair, especially if you're about to go walking out to work, or something important.
Okay.
So that's just a matter of kind of just picking up the hair with whatever means you need, vacuuming, sweeping, all of that.
Okay. Gotcha. I got you on that now. Tell me about I don't have a lot of time. Sorry about that. I'm kind of in the middle of teaching. I'm a master in chess, and I got people waiting for me. Can you tell me the last, more importantly, what do I do about her being in heat?
Okay. Number one thing, cats will stay in heat, keep going in heat, unless we stop that. And the best thing is to get her spayed, and that will take care of things. But cats go through a heat cycle. They'll go out of it for a few days, and they go back into it. And they're annoying. They cry, scream, make a lot of fuss, and become overly affectionate. So that's going to be the best thing you can do.
Do you have any place suggested that I can take her And how much is it? Very expensive?
I don't know what kind of facilities you have there. I can tell you the cost may vary depending on where you, whether you go to a shelter environment. In the Vegas area, I would tell you that the shelter, I think the space costs somewhere around $70 to $90 at starting price. In a veterinary office, you're probably looking more like $100 to maybe $200, somewhere in that range. But a lot kind of depends on what you're looking for there.
Dr. Debbie, I really appreciate that very much. And now we know you're not hiding. You're in Vegas.
I'm in Vegas, yeah.
You're in an undisclosed, you're somewhere we already knew, but now we know you're somewhere around Vegas, right?
I sure am. Yep. I'm a Vegasite.
Ronnie, hold on a second. We're going to grab your address, and I'm going to send you some toys for your cat, some frolic cat toys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, spaying that animal will not only get rid of the meowing and the chance that she'll get pregnant, but there's a lot of health issues. She'll be a healthier cat for it.
Really?
So she'll, yes, much healthier.
Oh, man. You know, I was really afraid to do that because I heard they got a cut on her, and I didn't know whether that was good or not.
No, it's very good. Very good.
She's young. She'll bounce back, and she will become a better pet for you. And then I'm going to throw in there real quickly. Also, the diet. Feed her cat food. That's the best thing for her. Cats can become beggars just like dogs. So it's best to let her get her calories and all her nutrition from the cat food. And
so don't feed her the human food.
No. She can get tummy upset, and you can actually create a begging cat and that will demand food from you. You don't want to get into that habit. Just some cat food would be the way to go.
Okay. You guys have been very helpful. I really appreciate this so much.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Also, you mentioned you were listening early in the morning. Don't forget, we have several listening options during the day on Sunday afternoon right there in Los Angeles. Hang tight for a second. I'm going to put Judy on the phone with you. She'll get your information, and we'll send you this stuff. Ronnie, thanks for calling.